This is Ted Kennedy. When Bill Clinton takes the presidential oath at noon tomorrow, few challenges will be more complex than those on national defense. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a safer post-Cold War world enables us to shift our priorities further, from military spending to investments here at home. But defense cuts must be made in ways that preserve needed capabilities and avoid dislocations to the economy. Recent history's not reassuring. We've rarely cut defense properly. After Vietnam, reckless reductions left us with hollow forces. That led to huge military buildups in the Carter and Reagan years. We won't have the luxury of using future increases to remedy mistakes and current reductions. We must do it right the first time. We must also restructure our forces. After Korea and Vietnam, the Cold War was still the basic threat. Today's threats are different. Bill Clinton understands that, Al. Can he count on your help?
My help? Better yet, Ted, let Clinton ask you for help. You talk about reckless defense reductions as though you dumbly forgot that it was you and your wrecking crew of liberal military slashers who instigated it all. Bush proposed an added $56 billion in strategic defense cuts. Clinton proposed another $60 billion in cuts. Now, Ted, we've seen your plan, and obviously your desire to cut $115 billion more goes far beyond anything strategic or sensible. If you get your way, we'd be lucky to scrounge up enough for slingshots. Ted, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush made the greatest gains for freedom and enhanced peace of mind for our children and grandchildren by assuring our strong national security. Let's just pray that Clinton can show the same resolve in these complex and dangerous times. Let's also pray that if he gets himself into a real fix, that he won't be knocking on your door. Egad. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.